phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Jeffrey Williams, ABC number 309023. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are Board Chairman Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Williams is 53 years old, currently serving a 10-year prison sentence for sexual exploitation of a minor, a Class 2 felony. He was approximately 47 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled guilty and was sentenced on January 25, 2016. He's asking for a 5-year reduction in his prison term. He has an absolute discharge date of March 13, 2026. Should commutation be granted, Mr. Williams' new absolute discharge date would be March 14, 2021. Note, he is also faced with 2 lifetime probation tails for 2 counts of attempted sexual exploitation of a minor. He has no prior criminal history. I'll read a short summary of the offense in question. On May 12, 2012, Mr. Williams consented to an interview during which he admitted to viewing images and movies depicting acts of child pornography, in addition to storing files depicting acts of child pornography on a laptop computer and USB flash drive. He explained he preferred girls age 9 and above, that he may have pictures of younger children. He denied masturbating while viewing the child pornography, but commented that he does get a buzz while looking at it. And that's a short version. The purpose of Mr. Williams' request for commutation is based on his assertion that his sentence was too harsh for the crime, that he's now crime free, that he has the support of his family and friends, and that he considers himself an asset to his family and the community. He has no letters of support in his request for commutation packet. To his credit, he has had no discipline inside the Arizona Department of Corrections. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Williams' 10-year sentence was excessive, he received a presumptive sentence with a minimum of 5 years and a maximum of 15 years. Moreover, he could have been charged individually for well over 100 downloaded electronic images of child pornography. Considering the victimization and traumatization of innocent children through the illegal child porn trade, and the fact that Mr. Williams was given such a lenient sentence, I do not find his prison term excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Hearing no further discussion, I am going to make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Jeffrey Williams, ADC number 309023. The motion is not to pass to phase 2.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Just bring our hearing to a close, and I want to thank my colleagues.